The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
Shed antler hunting season in Wyoming opened on May 1st. Hunters typically come to Jackson from all over to search for the antlers. That's because at this time of the year, elk begin dropping their antlers. But this year, only Wyoming residents could participate for the first week, thanks to a new state law. Even though there were fewer people, competition was still fierce. Jackson Hole Community Radio's Dante Filippula-Ankeny tags along with hunters near the National Elk Refuge.
The sun has yet to rise, and over 100 cars, trucks, and trailers sit idling in the county fairgrounds parking lot and down the neighboring street. Hunters are drinking coffee and some saddling horses. Then, 20 minutes before the 6 a.m. start of the annual shed hunt, flashing police lights lead the motorcade out of town toward the elk refuge. Brady Rivenez and his five shed hunting passengers are 23rd in line. As he drives, his black truck's headlights glance off herds of elk. The 24-year-old from Gillette says the rush, or the chaos, as he puts it, is hard to explain.
Especially since it's over something stupid like elk horns.
But this is Ravenna's fifth year driving the 6.5 hours from Gillette for the shed hunt, and he knows where he's heading. He quickly hangs a right, leaving the motorcade, peels down a gravel road, veers over the edge of it, and lurches into park beneath looming canyon walls just outside of the refuge boundaries. The group leaps out of the truck, swings packs over their shoulders, and breaks into a sprint alongside other hunters, like the start of an Easter egg hunt for grown men clad in camo.
It's exhausting. This is the definition of type 2 fun.
The annual shed hunt in Jackson usually draws hundreds of vehicles from around the country. But with the new state law, out-of-state residents now have to wait a week to hunt. The legislation was largely spurred by Wyoming shed hunters who felt they'd been pushed out by swarms of hunters in recent years as the sport has grown in popularity. This year, Game and Fish's Brad Hovengay says the legislation cut the number of registrations in half.
And quite honestly, it was about as low-key as an antler collection opener as we've seen here in years.
In years past, Game and Fish has found hunters trying to get an advantage by sneaking out early, which is illegal. But this year, law enforcement didn't cite anyone. And Hovengay says they checked license sporadically and didn't find anyone violating the new law. But he says the department has heard from many non-residents who felt the law making them wait is unfair.
Non-residents this show may have to hunt quite a bit harder than they have experienced in the past when they were allowed to start on the 1st of May.
Jace Romrell from Star Valley says he's a fan of the law.
It's more special this year because we can actually benefit from being, you know, Wyoming residents, and it makes me feel proud to be able to come pick up the antlers that you watch all winter long and you see on the refuge, you know.
Sitting atop his horse with antlers slung to its side, he says this year is also special since his sons are joining him for the first time.
My goal was to get the twins, my two boys, an antler, and they both succeeded in that. So I just wanted to put a smile on their face and make them enjoy the outdoors just as much as I do. And we were able to get up there and get the antlers that we were after, so.
He says he's been shed hunting in Jackson for about 10 years.
We enjoy looking at them. We enjoy using them in home decor, and they're special to us because it's a Western living style, you know.
Brady Rivenez, the 24-year-old from Gillette, says he has mixed feelings about the new law.
Yeah, I kind of go both ways. It's cool being able to see all the Wyoming guys get first pick on horns, but also kind of bittersweet because you don't get to see all your buddies you've made over the years from coming to this.
Back on the mountain, Rivenez runs up a rocky cliff to a ridgeline that plateaus. The sunrise casts a pink glow above the Tetons and glistens off the thin snow crust.
Real hard to see with the snow.
Moving fast, with no plans of stopping, he knows other hunters are right behind him. He's looking for pockets or clusters of many antlers.
Some years you find it, some years you don't.
But either way, we're not stopping.
Then his pace quickens and he yells as he spots one, then two. He scrambles to their side, throws off his pack, straps them in, and with no time to celebrate, keeps moving, unsatisfied.
Not good enough. For where we went through to only have two, it's surprising.
By the end of the day, he'll have added two more, and his friends, who all spread out, found another four.
Not too shabby.
He's had better years, but ultimately it's not just the thrill, the sheds, or the scenery that keeps him coming back.
A lot of it's the people. We like to shed hunt. There's sheds on this hill. Everyone else gets to come together that likes to shed hunt. You get to see all those guys pick up horns. It's just a good time in general.
Rivenes returns to his truck and throws down his sheds, considering their size and debriefing the day cordially with other returning hunters. The competition is now over. Then he grabs a quick lunch in town and hits the road back towards Gillette, all before noon. Dante Fopola-Inkney, KHOL News.
I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.